Welcome to the Man Talk 2 podcast. I'm your host, Lee, and right next to me once again is Slick Rick doing the damn thing out of your video, Mastermind Studios, bringing it to you live and direct. Hey, ladies, I'm starting out hot. Hey,
I already know. That's why I laughed whenever you said ladies. I don't even know what we talking
Gabrielle about. Gabrielle Union said they doing half and half at the house. Is that damn necessary? I just got to get it all in. This is going to be the last show of the season. We talking about all of it.
Hey, you know why she want to do half and half?
Why?
Because she make more money than him.
No, she don't.
Yes, yeah, she does.
No.
You sure? Last time I saw
I'm not sure,
more,
but
she make more D-Wade money made, than him.
D-Wade made $200 million in his career.
That's his career, but she,
and I'm sure he's doing some shit on the side. She got movies coming out. I get that.
And she directs and produces them as well.
I mean,
so
I get it.
From what I saw, she makes more like yearly over the course of his career. Yeah, she ain't touched him. But right now, if you look at how much he makes compared to how much she makes, she's making more money than him.
Do it really matter, though? You're in the same household. Dude got that money. He willing to share with you. You got this stigma that if I don't put in my half of what the hell is going on, then we're going to have some issues. I don't think you're going to have no issues, Gabrielle Union. Wade. I know you notice you ain't took the last name yet, so I'm going to put it on that anyway. I'm putting it on that anyway because y'all married. But here's the thing to me, and I'm trying to figure out, because I seen the interview, and I'm trying to figure out why she feels as though she is not contributing to the household monetarily, and it's going to be an issue if she don't. Now, I watched the little interview, and I saw what she said, blah, blah, blah. And I understand that y'all are not taking care of only your household. I get that. It's some other households that they taking care of. It could be family. It could be friends. It could be whatever. They never did dive into that. But why do you feel as though you have to go half and half with your husband? And y'all are accomplished people. Y'all got money. Y'all done y'all deal. Y'all got paid for what y'all do. And you consistently getting more paid from the stuff that you do, Gabrielle Union, Wade.
Hey, I respect D-Wade pimping for that. Because,
is he really pimping, though?
No, because we all know who wear the pants in that relationship.
I'm not gonna speak on all that. I'm talking about what she said, as though they have to go 50-50 on shit. Now, like I said, like she said, if a movie flop or whatever, and she come home and the shit don't do good, she get this feeling as though, oh shit, something wrong. Oh shit, the damn. Everything is about to crash and burn. That's not the case, Gabrielle Union. I'm sure your husband, Dwayne Wade, got his shit together. I'm sure he got some businesses and some investments and all this stuff going on. I wouldn't put that added pressure on me if my significant other / husband wife was doing good. And there's no need to.
If both of us doing good, we can afford to take some losses on some bad
events. Correct. I don't understand the whole point of saying we split. Why? Honestly, why do we give a fuck what they say? I don't understand.
They famous.
I get it, but why would you put that out there? Oh, we split the bills 50-50, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, my thing is this. They both of them are multi-millionaires, and it's true. No problem with them going 50-50, right? So why you ragging at hoes and helpers care about this so much?
You broke bitches. You basic bitches.
Want to be took care of and shit. Like, bruh, if you broke, just say that.
You Arlington Avenue. Never mind. Why y'all wilding about this stuff, man? Y'all out here barely putting two pennies together. Can't afford an Uber, a bag of Skittles, or none of that shit. And y'all talking about y'all want the biggest. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting the best out of life. I get you that. But why would you need to look at another dude or another girl? Because, you know, in this day and time, you can't discriminate. and want a hand up and a hookup, and you ain't got shit. I got a problem with that. My problem ain't, I honestly don't care, because with Gabrielle Union Wade and her husband, I really don't care. I really don't care, because that's the understanding they came to, I guess, from day one. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know for sure. But if that's the case, then I understand it. But why are you acting as though, Gabrielle Union, that all hell's going to break loose if you don't come in with the money? Or you acting like you damn broke if some shit don't pop off?
Because I told you she make more than him.
I get it. But she was making it seem like it's over.
Yeah, I know.
It's over. He gonna leave me. He gonna do this if I don't come in with mine. Hey, I'm like, why?
Maybe that's, no mind, I'm gonna quit saying that.
That can't be the case. That definitely can't be the case. They got too much shit going on. Well, of course, that don't mean nothing either in this day and age. Motherfuckers leave and drop motherfuckers off in a heartbeat in this day and age. But
you know, always, everybody always feel like they can do better.
Correct. Correct. That is correct. Let's move on to something else. So when this show come out, it's going to be Father's Day this coming Sunday. We never did get a resolve with Gabrielle Union. We're not going to worry about Gabrielle Union, because that's their household. That's what they decided to do. Father's Day is coming up this coming weekend. Well, Sunday. Why don't we get the respect and honor like the women do? I understand that y'all carried a child for 9 months or 8 months or premature or whatever. I get it. Y'all tied to moms. Y'all love moms. I'd love my mama too. I respect and honor my mama too. But if my father was there, I'm pretty damn sure he would be ranking 1A and 1B. It wouldn't be no 1 and 2. It'd be 1A, 1B. Why do we as fathers don't get love like that?
Because as men, we're always underappreciated. We're underappreciated until we're needed.
That is true.
Because I can sit there, not get a happy Father's Day, but then, Daddy, you got $30. You got $100. Thank you. And like, damn, why can't I get a happy Father's Day? Something like, I get a thank you.
Right.
I get, you know, we aren't appreciated, and we're appreciated based off what we can provide.
Well, I mean, we put it. That's our job.
It is. To some degree.
And I mean, I don't care about Father's Day, honestly, because it doesn't bother me. I've been going without for so long, it don't affect me no more. You know, I'm to that point.
You know what grinds my gears about Father's Day?
What's that? None of the restaurants are sold out when we go out. You go get a seat next Sunday. Nah. Don't even worry about waiting.
we might need to go somewhere and have lunch or something. Leave on Father's Day.
Yeah, let's do some drinks or something next Sunday, man. It's coming Sunday.
But this is what really grinds my gears. I've been my baby's mother and daddy his whole life. Happy Father's Day to me. Like, look, bitch, let us have a day.
Women, look, I'm gonna say this. Let me look into the camera when I say this. Ladies, you can't be both. You can't be male and female. And I'm gonna leave it at that, because I was gonna say something else. That was gonna be,
look, you see the look on my face. I was about to, then I was like, no, let me not. We don't want the problem.
I don't want to continue to that problem that I was about to incur on myself.
Ladies,
you cannot be mother and father. I understand you're the only one in the household. I get it.
Mom,
I totally get it. You don't want
all on her own. She raised me all by herself.
She never took credit for Father's Day. That's for damn sure. I bet.
Look. Today I'm 41 years old today.
Uh-huh.
In 41 years of living, I've never once told my mama happy Father's Day.
Father's Day. And you shouldn't, because that is not like
gender. That's what May is for. That's what Mother's Day is for. Correct. That's when I show her I appreciate everything she's done and sacrifices. Like all that, because that's what it's for. Yep. Let us men have something. We already underappreciated. Let us have something.
I agree. I totally agree. I just don't understand why the ladies feel the need to take over. Got a day.
I blame some of these ignorant ass people that be because, like, man, last year, Lee, it was so many posts talking about, I just want to tell my mom happy Father's Day because she was my mother and my... Like, bro, you part of the problem. You part of the problem.
This is true.
No, she did what she was supposed to do as a mother.
Correct.
Which is step the fuck up if the father ain't around. Just like as a man, if the mother ain't there, guess what the fuck we got to do as a man? We got to step the fuck up.
And notice when you see single fathers, they're not talking about in public that I'm the mother and the father. I get 2 days, happy Mother's Day, daddy. But I mean, well, once again, in this day and age, you might get called that. But hey.
Man, Lee, I bought my house in what? I think it was like 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 2023. So in 6 years, my girls have lived with me full time. In six years, you know how many times they have not been at my house to spend the night with their mom? Three. Not saying that, you know, she's a bad mother for that or none of that other stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that's neither here nor there. But guess what? They didn't, so they were here full time, all the time, never got a break. You know what I'm saying? So what happened? I stepped up to be the dad. I was always the weekend dad. I got bought the house. Situation happened where she was getting evicted. So I was like, y'all all come stay here. She was here for a couple of weeks, and then she got out. My girls didn't want to leave. So what I have to do? I stepped up. I went from the weekend dad to the, oh, damn, can y'all go spend the night with y'all mama so I can have some company?
No.
That's how it went, too.
No, we're not leaving.
So, yeah. Let us have some.
Let us have at least one day. I don't give a damn about Christmas and Thanksgiving and all that other shit. Just let me get this one day. That's all I care about. And I really, like I said earlier, I really don't care about Father's Day. It's another day to me.
Just like everything else.
Just like everything else. It's just another day. But, you know, for all those men out there, be they single fathers or fathers with wives and girlfriends or whatever.
Wives and girlfriends.
Happy Father's Day. Wow. Side pieces. Yeah. Happy Father's Day in advance. All you fellas that's holding down out there. Let me talk about me for a minute. So, and I haven't told Rick this because we haven't had a chance to talk off camera, but one of my baby mamas is calling me constantly. And I've recently, let me go ahead and say this now. I recently went through this SBQ class to be a supervisor at Volkswagen, okay? Now, the timing couldn't be
finally.
The timing couldn't be more right. The timing for me could be no more perfect than for this particular woman to start back calling me and asking me how I'm doing and we having discussions about shit that happened back in the day, why we ain't together now because of shit I did. I mean, notice what I'm saying. Shit that I did.
I'm not gonna say yay or nay. I know. I'm just saying. You know, it's always our fault. They ain't never.
I'm talking about what I did. And here's the big thing for me was she told me it was my fault that we were not together.
I got told.
If I would have acted like I wanted her, then we would have still been together to this day because she would have said, and this is her words verbatim, I would have stuck with you through all of the bullshit that you put me through. Okay. Okay. Fine and dandy. Okay. But here's the thing, and she don't recall this conversation that we had before when Rick, we talked about circling back last season.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give your ex a chance or would you give your baby mama a chance to get back with you if shit worked out right? And if all the stars and the heavens and the moons and the planets aligned and Virgo and Venus and all this shit was lined up and you'd be just perfect. The thing that, and I'm saying this to her, and I already said this to her, and I'm saying it to y'all now. Here's the reason why. That shit ain't gonna work. She said that she couldn't accept my two kids outside of the kid that she and I had. She couldn't accept it. I got three kids. Three. And this particular woman said that she couldn't accept that I had two other kids. Fellas, when I tell you that's the hugest red flag in America, that's the hugest red flag that some woman gonna tell you that they not gonna accept your kids when we get together.
You know what makes that even more weird for me?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like your kids are 3 and 4.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No. This happened back then. She didn't say it now.
Today. Oh, okay.
I'm saying that's my process when she said, I can't accept your two kids and we can't get together because of that. Here's the thing. And like my mama said, she got two kids and I accepted hers. I treated her kids like they were mine. I didn't have no issues with her kids and her having two kids and her having a baby daddy and her talking back and forth between her and her baby daddy. I had no problem with that. I'm confident in me and I know me and I know how I act and I know what to say, when to say it, and how to say it when I'm in front of this dude and when I'm in front of her. I don't understand the reasoning behind or the thought process behind you telling me that you can't take my kids and be around my kids and accept my kids when I fucking did the same thing for you.
And probably us coming in as the men, we have to take care. We have to financially provide for their kids, whereas they don't have to do that for ours.
I had a problem with that. I had a huge problem with that. And that's the reason why I probably don't act as though I want to be around her or be with her because of that statement she made years ago. We have never addressed that. We have never sat down and said why she didn't accept my kids. I'm trying to figure that out. But now she's calling constantly. And I don't know... I think I will address it because she keep bringing up the issue of us not being together and the reason why we're not being together. And I'm the one acting as though I don't want to be with her. Well, the reason why I'm acting this way because I don't want to be with you is because you don't want to be with my kids. Now, my kids are grown. They're going about their business. They're doing their thing. But that thought process is still there because if some shit go down with me, if some shit happened to me, if I'm with you and some shit happened to me, my kids ain't going to have her best interest or she ain't even think about my kids' best interest.
Mm-hmm. Like all your life insurance money going to go to her and her kids, not
correct.
Yours.
Correct. Correct. And that's the reason why. And I got a problem with that. Women, when y'all say stupid shit like that and you want somebody in your life and you know this dude is good. I'm not bragging on myself, but you know this guy is good. He wants to be with you. He wants to take care of your kids. He wants to be a family with you and your kids. Plus the one that we had together. A blended family. He wants to do that, but y'all say some of the most stupid ass shit. And I'm not getting mad. I'm gonna get upset, but it's just the point that I don't understand the reason why you would put that in the universe. I don't understand it. But you want somebody good. I don't understand it at all.
They want us to accept their badass kids and they stupid ass baby daddies.
All the kids are grown now.
But stop something like that. You can't never forget.
You can't let that go because she never came back and retracted it. She never came back and said, "Oh, I was bad. My bad. My mistake. I shouldn't have said that. I wasn't in my right mind." Blah blah blah. So forth, so on. Whatever caused you to say that, we never addressed that.
Because even now, say you were to, from where she called and be like, "Yeah, you know what? Let's see where this go."
Yeah.
And so
which has happened already.
And y'all get back together.
Uh-huh.
And then something happened to you. Your kids still ain't gonna see none of your insurance money.
Nope.
Cause she said that back then.
And she never addressed it.
It's even more true now because they not only did she say that back then, but they grown now.
Correct. Like I said, it's a coincidence that all of this shit happening at this particular time. I'm in line for a promotion. Yay. She started calling back, talking about, "Hey, you know, I miss you. If you would have acted right, blah, 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 we could have been together. We could have been a couple. We could have built some stuff and blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, not after that statement. I can't do it. I'm not feeling it. I don't have that type of attraction to you when you said that. And I'm looking at you back then and fucking now like you goddamn crazy.
But you notice it's always our fault, the reasons why we're not together. Mine was I was told I'm too controlling. And I'm like, controlling? Controlling is me telling you what to do, when to go, when not to go. I was like, you mean you don't like the fact that I'm being a man and running my house?
Correct.
Because there's a difference.
Correct. I got a problem with that. You the man. You know what you're doing. I like your style. You've calmed down since we met last before. I mean, she gave me all this stuff, you know, trying to chip off the hardness that I got against her. And it ain't that I got nothing against her. Let me say that now. I don't have anything against her. I'm still stuck on, I can't accept your kids outside of the one that we got together. That's where I'm stuck at with her.
That should be hard to let go. I had a similar situation, but mine was more of, because, you know, my oldest daughter is not my biological daughter. But, I mean, I met her mama when she was pregnant. Me and her mama started dating when she was 2 months old. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's my daughter. Her first words was daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a girl, because I never really told anybody this, but the girl I was dating ended up being a cousin of my baby mama's best friend that I didn't know at the time until after me and her started like talking and spending time together and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she said something similar as far as not being able to accept her as my daughter. Or whatever, and I told her, I don't give a fuck what you accept. If you like both them kids are a part of me. Just because you choose to come in don't mean I'm finna let one on go because she's not biologically mine and I've been taking care of her her whole damn life.
Yeah. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. So, ladies, let me I'm gonna put this back on y'all again, and feel free to put some stuff in the comment section about this and everything else we talked about today. Why do ladies fuck it up? Why do you fuck it up? You see this guy that's doing his thing. He's got his own job. He got his own car. He got his own money. He's doing what he's supposed to do. And you want to come up, or you already made it, and this guy's interested in you, which I've made known multiple times. And this is the same thing, Rick. This is the same girl that I told you that I went to her and I was like, hey, look, you give me 2 years to get my shit straight, we can ride out. It's the same chick.
Mm.
And she didn't want to do that. I want to be married now. I want to be a couple now. I want to do this now. Ladies, if a dude honestly tell you that he ain't got his shit together, he ain't got his shit together. Let that man work.
But I will say this, though. I respect both sides of that conversation. I respect you for being upfront. And at least she knew she wasn't willing to accept that shit and just sit down and wait. But the reason why I say that is, you know, some women that be in them relationships that be like that for 6, 7, 8, 9 years. Like, yeah. How you together 10 years and not married?
And nobody's ready. Y'all done got a whole house together, both names on the deed. Both of y'all making payments. Both of y'all taking care of the bills. Both of y'all got cable. Both of y'all got cars in the garage. And y'all shit ain't still ready to go. I was being honest.
I feel like 2 years is I don't know. I don't remember how long y'all was together at that point in time. But I mean, 2 years ain't really a long time.
It's
you know.
Not.
So
it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. I was down, broke, busted, and disgusted and out. I said, give me 2 years to get my shit together. 24 months.
Man, they don't understand how hard that shit is.
They don't understand
it. Whenever we feel like we have nothing, it's like, what can I give you? Especially a true provider male, because they're again,
right.
the same woman that I was just talking about with the kids thing. Man, I was broke down badly, like right before I came to Volkswagen. You know, was homeless. You know, sleeping. This couch, that couch, she let me come stay with her, and she got mad at me because I wouldn't bring all my stuff to her house. You know what I'm saying? I had to tell her, like, look, man, I'm at my lowest point I've ever been at in life. I know how you are when you get mad, and I know how I am when I get mad.
Yeah.
One, you don't have the space for me to bring my stuff over here. Two, if I was to bring something over here, and let's just say you just so happen to get mad at me and you do something to my stuff, I have nothing. I'm broken. If you do something to what little bit of shit that I have, I will snap. It's going to be an episode on TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's better for us if I don't do that. And she didn't like that. She felt like that meant that I didn't, you know, care about her. I didn't, yeah. You know, it's like, no, man, like, no.
Fellas, do not move in with these women. Do not. I'm telling y'all, do not move in with these women. I understand y'all assed out, broke, blah, blah, sleeping in your car. Do something besides move in with this woman.
You know what's funny, Lee? I feel like right now, let's just say if I had an old lady.
Right.
And I felt like that, and if I was to go, like, move in with her or go stay with her, I would still keep paying my mortgage here. I wouldn't rent it out. Look, I wouldn't rent it out. I wouldn't sell it. Like,
yeah.
It's here for when I need it. Cause yeah, you're not finna tell me to get out now, and I don't have nowhere to go.
Right, and honestly, it shouldn't get to that point with y'all kicking each other out of the house. Y'all should be grown enough to talk about whatever it is y'all talk about, and either come to a say agreement saying that we ain't gonna agree on this. Let's just agree to disagree on this and keep it moving, or you fucking get out and keep your shit like Rick said, and move back in your shit. Don't be out here ass out, depending on some chick, and you ain't got shit. No car, no house, no nothing. I understand you got these sugar mamas out here. Or what they call them now? Is that what they call them? Yeah, sugar mamas. What they would call them? Hell. That's all they want. They want control of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this motherfucker moved in my house, and I get to tell him this, that, and other, and we go to bed when I say so, and we take showers when I say so, and I make sure he get to work on time and blah. Come on, y'all. Fellas, stop. Grow the fuck up. I will never move in a woman. Ever. I've been through that. I've been kicked out of the house. I've been sit on the side of the road. I've had my shit set outside the house. I've had my car keyed up. I had my car not paid, and somebody fucking came and repossessed it because I thought all the money that I was putting into this household to make it work, it wasn't working.
Yeah. Got put out. I had to go. I went back home 2 weeks, and then I was back out in my own place. Strut.
Don't do it. I'm telling y'all, fellas, don't do it. Be grown enough to get your own shit. If it take you forever to get your shit, damn it, let it be forever.
Yeah,
well, at least you won't be sitting outside on the curb talking about, I thought this bitch loved me and this, that, and other. Let's not do that. Let's not put ourselves in that situation. I'm not woman bashing. I'm just explaining some shit that doesn't happen to me. And Rick doing the same thing.
Every man don't went through that.
Damn near every man hasn't done it.
Everybody, if you moved in with a woman, you've got put out.
You've experienced
that dumb shit.
Yeah. You got kicked out over some dumb shit. She didn't look right. You caught eyes and y'all met each other eyes across the room. And all of a sudden, y'all talking. She bat her one left eye and then the right one and caught you off guard. And the next thing you know, y'all fucking. Get the fuck out of my house. What's this text message from this chick? What's this shit of you liking on fucking Instagram? Why you hearting all her pictures? Why you doing? Get the fuck out. Don't put yourself in that situation, fellas, ever in life. I hate it.
Well, I can imagine how bad my shit would have been during the if we had social media back then.
If we had social media back in the day, it would have been a whole lot of shit going on. I'm gonna tell you that now.
Bruh, because when that shit
back in my day, oh my God.
When that shit first came out, man, it was like shit. I was trying to fuck every bitch on my friends list is what I was. Like
all of
all of them, bro. All of them. Like
that's crazy. That's funny. Hey, so I heard this shit, and I don't know if it's true or not. Khalees is messing with Bill Murray. Was that you that told me that?
Yeah, I sent you that. Yeah. I sent you the picture of that skeleton.
I'm like, what in the hell?
I prime
she example. Like 40 something, man. She's 30 something, 40 something.
Khalees is, I think she's 40.
Yeah, Bill Murray's like 70 something. He's like 72, 3, 4, something like that. What do they have in common?
Khalees is 43.
Besides the milkshake. Besides the milkshake, what they got in common? What is going on? I don't
like
know.
30 years age gap.
Does age really matter? And they two different races too. Throw that on that top of that too.
After a certain point, I don't think it does. You know what I'm saying? Like whenever you're up in age, you know, unless you're trying to go 19, 20,
way 21, back. Yeah,
like that's one thing, but But, you know, 30 to 40, 30 to 50, I don't think it is. But for me, I couldn't do a big gap because I feel like our mindsets would be way different.
What do you have in common 30 years apart?
Hey, look, Alicia, well, I can't say that because which one of them was the older man just had another baby?
Robert De Niro.
Yeah. I'm gonna
Robert
say
De Niro just had a kid.
She ain't got to worry about
his 80s.
Putting out like that or whatever on a consistent basis, but Robert De Niro just had a baby.
I had picking these holes down, going up in a Raw and having kids. He got like 7 kids. 6 or 7 kids. I'm like, damn.
Why would? Yeah, I couldn't do that because you're going to be dead before your kids turn 18.
You know damn well it's about the money, man. Like, come on now. Stop playing.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know it's about the money. Come on.
When I seen that shit, I was just like, how? But that show you, it's all about what we say. If you have the finances to be in the top 10% of men, you can get anybody you want to. But I think... Bro, I don't think Khalees ever really healed.
She never been really on like that, right? Really?
Bounced back from since the from whole the, Nas.
Nas? Yeah, Nas. Yeah. I don't think she. Yeah.
From some of the stuff I read and all that, like Nas broke her. He broke her, and I don't think she ever bounced back and recovered from that shit.
I don't know. It's crazy to me. This motherfucker out here having kids and shit. This motherfucker 72 knocking off a 40-something-year-old girl. If it is to that point.
Look, hey. For it to hit the headlines, it gotta be.
Right. Right. Because that's on the opposite ends of the goddamn scale. Khalees and Bill Murray.
She's still beautiful.
She look good. She looked real good.
Walking around with a skeleton on her arm.
You stupid. Oh my God. A bag of bones walking around. Wow, bruh. I mean, that's crazy. That is crazy. So, I mean, I had to hit all this before we close the season out, man. I mean, I was gonna say something about our previous president, but I'm gonna let that shake out in the wind and see what happened. You know, he got like 37 counts of indictment charges on him.
Damn, they ain't finna indict that man.
Been indicted. They just ain't. They don't. They probably. He probably won't. Know what we're talking about. Former President Donald Trump was indicted. I meant to say, 37 counts. Everything from holding federal documents to inciting a riot up at the January 6th. It's two different things that's going on. So he catching it from all sides. Now here's the thing that kills me. And I somewhat get it, but I don't, because family is family. No matter what you go through, family is family. It has been reported that the kids are saying, hey, I'm disassociating myself from my daddy. It's the same dude that's done all the stuff to get you in the places that you've been, political power, deals with whatever y'all doing and so forth and so on. But now y'all want to say, that ain't me. That's my daddy, but I wasn't there for that. I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what he was talking about. I don't get what he was doing. They doing that shit now. They disassociating themselves from him. Now that he's out here on this island finna get taken down by, I think it's New York. New York is one of the people that's actually doing this stuff.
But you know, all this is just to keep him from running again.
Absolutely.
I ain't gonna lie. If it and all my black people gonna hate me for this, but if I got to pick between Trump and Biden, I'm voting Trump.
Wow. And why would that be?
Cause it was more as a business owner. It was more money out here under Trump. He was getting it was more money out here under Trump.
Hey, and, so your boy and, Mike Pence might hook you up because he's running for president too. So he was right there with him.
I'll say this. It was more money under Trump. And the fact that Biden said, you not black unless you vote for me, and then ain't did shit for us.
You still ain't let that go?
No, bro. No. He played the race card and ain't did shit for us.
Hey, I mean, you know, you do what you gotta do in order to get in now. You know that.
I know. He said, look, he sold the good dope to get in, and then he swapped it. look. He swapped it out once he got in there.
Yeah, y'all straight baking soda right now.
Yeah, you the good shit to get you hooked on it, and then, right. And then you come back to buy it again. And it's
scale
like
it back.
Bullshit.
Yeah, leave some comments in the comment section down below because Rick he already said he don't care, but I feel some smoke coming on. I feel just a little bit of smoke coming out. Yeah, President Trump, you know, everybody know what he supposedly did or not did. If you're a Trump supporter, yeah, I'm sure you disagree with this whole process. But it is what it is. I mean, if the status quo people are saying that this dude broke the law, here's the thing for me, and then I'm gonna say this, and I'll probably catch some smoke on this too. You cannot act as though you are above the law, no matter what. I understand you in the highest office of the land. I understand you sign off on laws, and I understand you reverse policy and make it more beneficial for, like Rick said, business owners and whatever. But you can't be doing it all willy-nilly, like. I'm a motherfucking mob boss and what I fucking say goes. You can't do it that way. The government is not set up that way. That's why they, who came from England, that came over here, got away from that type of dictatorship and from the crown because they didn't want to do what the queen and the king said. That's why they came their ass over here to the United States. Now he's trying to revert back to that bullshit. And it ain't gonna work because people ain't having it. No matter how many goddamn guns you got, people are not having it. You cannot break the law. I mean, that type of stuff just ain't gonna fly. You got some people that stand in the gap and say, you know what? He dead ass wrong. Or you know what? He right. On both ends. And on this particular case, hey, fucking Joe Biden had fucking documents in his shit too. Everybody got documents, but it's just the point that his shit was all just laying out in the fucking house. That's the difference. All in the living room, dining room. Come on, bro. You can't get out like that. Why would you take work home with you? You ain't there no more. Why are you taking shit that don't belong to you? I don't understand it. I'm not trying to understand it. I'm going to let the government people handle that. I'm just going to look at the results of what they're going to do, which is probably what you said, Rick. Nothing. They're going to indict them. They're going to say, hey, look, your political career is done. There's no hope for you to run. Now, what you should do is get behind a person. Make them the front man, and you be the hype man, Mr. Trump. That's what you should do. If you want to further your issues and your agenda, get you a guy, Mike Pence, or DeSantis, or whoever else is in the Republican Party that's running, Nikki Haley, I forgot about her. You stand behind them and you put your support, your base, your everything around that person and say, yeah, I'm riding with this chick or this dude. Y'all put her ass in office or put his ass in office. Then you can get like everybody else do. Get your shit on the side. Get some law signed off. get some shit that's favorable for you and you not be the front man. I understand you want attention. I totally get you want attention. You've been in the camera. You've been in the spotlight for all these years. You still want that. Let that go, bro. It's not for you. Just get your base and get you a guy or girl, like I said earlier, and put him in the White House. And do a quid pro quo. And be done. Instead of your family falling off and your wife moving out and all this old type shit. Come on, y'all. Come on. Let's be better. Think better. Do better. Rick, I got nothing else, man. It's been real. This season has been funny, hilarious, important. We got some help for a person this year in this podcast. We actually helped somebody out. We made it normal for mental health, which was this past month, mental health month. We actually got somebody some help. I like it. That's probably one of the major reasons why I'm doing this podcast is because I'm putting information out there to hopefully help somebody and make it okay to do what you do as far as seeking help and making your life better. True, we talk shit. True enough, we have our moments. We be like, but hey, in the end, it's all about helping somebody. And I think that was one of the major reasons why we started this podcast. Get it up off the ground, get some help for some folks, and make it normal for you to go get some help. Like I say every time, if you know somebody that need help, be their advocate. Get them to the places they need to go in order to get help. And if you are that person and you think this is something wrong with it, it's not. We don't normalize it as a culture. Black people, we don't normalize it as a culture. We don't go counseling. We hide that shit, tuck it all in, hold it down. And then we go out here and beat the shit out of somebody or cuss somebody out or shoot somebody or whatever. And that be the result of some shit that you've been dealing with forever. Don't be that person. Go get some help. This season has been great. We've had some funny moments. I'm just laughing at all the shit that's been going on this year. We're coming back next year, man. We're going to start the season probably in September-ish. We're going to have to do it after football games, though, because I think football season starts in September as well. We're gonna get it back out there. So, Rick, you got anything to add to this? And ladies, I'm sorry y'all didn't get a chance to get in on this, but season is over with. We'll hopefully have y'all back on next season. Take a break. We're going to take a summer break. We got a lot of riding to do. Got a lot of trips we got to do. Got a lot of shit we want to do. And we can't be locked down in the cubbyhole over here trying to shoot a podcast. And so that's what we're doing. We're going to take the summer off, get our life right, come back with some more topics.
Take care of our mental health.
Yeah, take care of my mental health, our mental health, and that's what we're going to do. So if you got anything, Rick, go ahead and say what you got to say, and then we'll get on up out of here. Love Doctor. Love, what's her name? Love Guru? Love, whatever. Yeah.
Love, the guru. Love Guru.
I'm still waiting on you to get on the show so we can find out a lot about you. And I'm starting to send out some more invitations to other people, like the police commissioner, first female black police commissioner. She haven't answered back, but I'm gonna shoot her some more emails and see what she say about that. And we're gonna see what happened. Go ahead, Rick, say your thing.
I just reiterate the same thing, man. Like, hey, if y'all need help, don't let anybody make you feel less than or ashamed of to get help. It's normal. Everybody needs it. Not everybody has that outlet. And talking to your cousin Ray Ray ain't the same as talking to Dr. White. You know, it's a difference, you know. Right. So, you know, get help if you need it, man. Like, yeah. And that's pretty much it. Be somebody, be somebody.
Yeah. Be that somebody for somebody. If you can hold it that end and deal with it and make that person feel better or give them some good information or good counseling, then yeah, be that person's person. Or like I said earlier, be an advocate. Hey, you know you need some damn help, you don't want to go, I'm finna sign you up for this counselor, and this counselor gonna reach out to you, and y'all get y'all shit together. That's how important it is for your mental health. We got a lot of shit going on in the U.S. Killing, shootings, mass shootings, motherfucking shit, folks shit getting stolen, people houses getting broken in, people losing jobs, people going homeless. It's a lot of stuff going on. Kids dying, relatives dying, all this shit is affecting you. Get some help. Don't bury that shit and act like ain't nothing going on. And you be one of the statistics of people that's went off and shot somebody or hurt somebody or whatever. Don't be that guy or that girl. Y'all be good. Be safe. We're going to see y'all next season. Be season 3. We're going to start this bitch back up. And we're going to make it do what we do. And hopefully we have some good stuff to talk about because, like I said, I'm putting some fillers out now. All right, y'all be good. Be safe. We're going to holler at y'all. Peace.